News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Raising a child in Ireland now costs €169,000, according to research out from Leia Life. We're joined by Kel Gallivan, a money coach, author and qualified financial advisor. Kel, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Are you surprised by these findings?
Honestly, Shane, no, I'm not. Because if you think about the last few years, just even taking inflation and cost of living rising up, and you can see it across all the different products. I see it coming in the door practically every day with my job, that people are feeling the pressure. So when this came out, and I was reading through it, like, it was really interesting to see where the prices are rising. And it's obvious parents are under a lot more pressure now when it comes to raising their children and trying to give them everything they can in our lovely modern world.
Okay, so what are the big costs in there for parents?
I think one is definitely going to be a no-brainer, and that's the cost of food. Like, that's up by 61% since 2015.
We do have to feed them, in fairness.
Yes, it's a legal obligation, and it's but that has, and we've all felt that in our pockets. But then other things like nappies, baby formula, they've jumped up as well, and they're more necessities rather than needs. So, like, they're things that we kind of have to pay out for. And then even little things like pocket money and stuff, that has gone up. But what was really interesting in the research, because sometimes we kind of think, oh, look, are we spoiling them? Are we giving them too much? But no, like, parents know themselves that they're putting themselves under pressure. But you can see they're cutting back on other things like communions were cut back on. Holidays were cut back on by 35%.
Yeah, I kind of find that figure kind of, I didn't really believe that figure, to be honest. Are we cutting back on holidays?
Yeah,
Dublin Airport, the numbers keep going up, going through Dublin Airport. We hear a lot about cost of living crisis, but it doesn't seem to have any impact on people travelling.
Yeah, people travelling, but I'd love to do a litmus test on parents travelling.
You might be right. Leave the kids behind.
Oh, that'd be like, no, I'll behave myself. No, but like, parents, they are feeling the pinch. They absolutely are. And I see it coming in every day, but they're feeling it. But some nice things are happening. Like, there are more parents now, about 51% of parents, they are trying to save more for the future because they see that their children might be dependent on them longer and they're trying to save a bit more. So maybe they might have helped them with a house in the future, things like that, things that they wouldn't have had to consider years ago.
Like, is that kind of bonkers? Like, my parents never saved for me to buy a house. I think they never said this, but I imagine their view was, you know, I'll get the fella to end the college and then he can stand on his own two feet. And should that not be our attitude to our kids?
And look, in an ideal world, it would be lovely. But if you look around, like, buying a house in Ireland, like, there might be a whole generation that won't even get a house at this rate because everything has gotten so expensive. But I know for parents, it is like family planning and planning ahead with their finances is getting even more important. They have to. Like, back before, life was, it was a bit simpler. It was. And, you know, you could kind of go out there and make your way in the world. But education has become so much more important. Going to college has become so much more important. And getting a home, you could, if you saved up before, you had a good chance of getting a home. That's not as easy now.
No. So 169,000, and then you got to help them buy a house at the end of that.
And now, to be fair, there'll be a lot of people who will be able to.
It's like the cash machine in reverse.
Things are changing, but it just goes to show that Ireland is changing. Like, it's that International Leprechauns Day, I think I heard you mention
that. Yeah. Like, there's no pot of gold.
Unfortunately, no, we have to make our own pots of gold. But I think it's important to give parents a break because life is expensive. There are demands out there. And, like, even simple things, and this is one of the nice things that I like working with Leia Life on, like, they've made the process of getting something like life insurance much simpler. You can just go online now. You can get a quote. You can get cover. And it's not that expensive. It's only about, like, €10 a month, and you can have that piece done. So if something did happen to a parent...
Yeah, no, that's a set. Look, that joking aside, that obviously is a sensible move that they're looked after if something unfortunate was to happen. Just final question. I mean, you mentioned parents need a break. I mean, we look, I'm sorry, I'm as guilty as this as anyone. We do overindulge our kids, don't we?
I don't know about that because I do think the world has changed. Now, to be fair, parents, they do, like, I think it was like 73% of parents, they said they feel the pressure to give themselves everything despite financial challenges. But that could be a whole host of factors, because we do have a higher standard of living and we do want to give our own kids the best start. And a lot of parents didn't have that stuff growing up, and maybe they want to just make sure that their kids have those things that
and
they
yes,
didn't have.
And yet we thrived and prospered without that stuff.
Yeah, but potentially we could have made life a little bit easier for ourselves as well. But it is, no matter what, it is a different world we're growing up in. There weren't the same expectations as well.
Okay, very true. Okay, can't argue with that. Yeah, Kel, thanks indeed for talking to us. Kel Gallivan there, money coach, author and qualified financial advisor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.